Okay, want to begin Shin Ayin Hey today. I just wanted to begin, first Nakud, I just wanted to mention the Psak yesterday that Ramosha said in that case that he allowed the marriage during Shiv and then be afterwards, the way he interpreted the Bach, is also a Psak found in the Pisrei Tshuva in Shin Sadi Beis, in Sifkot Yud Beis, in the name of the Meir Nesivim. He says, B'shem B'no Agon, he made this similar psak, that they allowed the marriage during Shiva, and in the Tshuva's Tuv Tam V'Das of Shlomo Kluger, he disagreed with this very strongly, did not agree with this psak, that we should allow the marriage during Shiva, and then have them have be after Shiva, based on the interpretation of Shach. So it's not just Reb Moshe, it's the psak of the Pesach Tshuva, B'shem the Meir Nesivim, and Reb Shlomo Kluger disagrees with this. It does not allow it, al-pi halacha, for them to get married during Shiva. Okay, let's begin now, Simon Shin Ayin Hei. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that there is a start of when Avelis is. Me'im asai chal Avelis, mishin nikbar, nikbar v'nigbar, stimus akever. Ba'ofer, miyad maskal Avelis, u'ma'atif rosho. He always uses that expression to, many times he says, Atif Sarosh, to express the beginning of Avelis. So you need Stimas Agoil. You need the placing of the Aron in the Kever. Ava Inochilis, middle of Achiagila Beso. You don't have to take your shoes off until you get home. Vashav Nogin Lachlos, middle of Stimas Agoil, Miad, Kisib, Simon Shinai, Vav. We learned that already, that the minute is after the shoe, you take off the shoes. Okay? So, firstly, this is a Machloikis between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam in Meseches Ksubis as to what we define as Stimus Agol. The Gemara says in Moikotin, An Chav Zayin Manal Machlekes in Tanoim, the Gemara has a Machlekes in Tanoim, An Chav Zayin Manal between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yeshua. What exactly is this considered to be the din? It says, Tan Rabbonon, Me'im Asai Kofin Esamitis, Mitchiyatsu mi Pesach Beso, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The top of Chosayin Amar Alf. Rabbi Eliezer says, when do you start Avelis? As soon as the mace is taken out of the home. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mishinista Magoil. So the Gemara, so it's a Machlik Tanoim, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's considered to be the din of a Mishinista Magoil. The Gemara says, Maisu, there was a story, Shemesu, Rabbi Gamliel Zokin, came Mitchiyatsu mi Pesach Beso, Omer Lem, Rabbi Eliezer, Kafu Matosechim. So in other words, Lamais it's a machlis a tanoim, and we paskin like a Yeshua that it's stimus agol. So what is the definition of stimus agol? So this here is a machlokes Rashi in Tosis Ksubis and Daftalim and Beis. Rashi writes beferish that it means the closing of the arm, closing of the coffin. Once you close the coffin, that initializes Avelis and Zaninus. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that Goylo means the stone on top of the Kever. And for our purposes, it means when the Kever, the Aron, is put by Adoma. And Lamaisa, the Ramban, points out, the Fi Rashi, as soon as you close the Aron, it starts Avelis, even before the actual Kfura, which is what we pointed out. But that's when the Ramban speaks out, according to Rashi, that the Avelis will begin earlier. So the Rosh and Rov Rishonim, the Beis Yosef, and Simon Shinai and Hey, right here with Feirish, that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, and that's the psak of the Mechaber. The Mechaber's psak is, he says, v'nigmar stimus akever v'offer, v'yad maschal adeus. The Mechaber clearly paskins ledina, like who? Like the Rabbeinu Tam, and that's what we assume. We did mention a few weeks ago that there is a note of Yehuda that if it's elongated, this man of Aninus, there might be a possibility to rely on Rashi that they've closed the coffin, that Aninus has ended and Avelis has been. But for that's an extending circumstance. Poshup Shad is a regular case of Paschal Likud Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, says the Ramah, Hago, Hayasover Shinistom Akever, Vihischel Isabo. Here the Ramah quotes the Tshuva Sarosh. if someone thought the kvura was done already, and he started avelus and he was notified that he made a mistake, that doesn't count. You have to do avelus again, and you have to start again. You don't say, oh, just because you did it by mistake, and therefore what, it doesn't count, al pi halacha. So we shouldn't think that if you just because you did it by mistake, it's considered to be good. It's not considered to be good. You have to start over, al pi halacha. Okay, fine. That's the Mechaber here in Sif Aleph, the Feirish. Okay, now we move on to Sif Beis. It says in Sif Beis, for the background of that, we have to look at the Gemara here in Moy Cotton on Daf Chav Beis and Aleph. The Gemara has on Chav Beis and Aleph, the Gemara says, Amadu Rava Lebnei Mechuzah, Rav is the Mord Asr Bnei Mechuzah, of Mechuzah, Asun Delolis Lebasar Arsa. You fellows that don't follow after the coffin to the Beis HaKvaros, Michi Mahadrisu Apachayu Mibaba Deavula Aschilu Manu. From the time you turn your faces from the gate of the Aron and you say goodbye to the Nifter, that's when you begin Avelis. So that's the Gemara here on Chav Beis and Aleph. From the time that they turn their backs, it's considered to be a din of starting Avelis. So the din is here, it's interesting, halacha, is that the Tur writes in Masber this halacha, like we said, those that don't follow after the Meis Lekfura were maskal the Avelis from the time they turned their face. So the Tur here quotes a machloikis between Lamaisa, the Rambam and the Ramban against the Bahag. Okay? So the Rambam and the Ramban say that's only those that take the Meis Me'ir Le'ir, O Medina and Medina, they have that din. This whole halacha only applies in a situation where basically you're going from to a new city or a new province far away. But if you're being kover samach la'ir, everyone's mona mistima sakoil. That's what the Rambam and the Ramban both say. The halacha of this of turning your faces is only by a case of a machom rachok, but a machom karov, everyone waits till the steam is agoil. You'll find out, Lamaisa. If you don't find out, then the guys that come home from the Beis HaKvaros, they'll tell you that it's done. So you'll wait till they come home. But the Bahag says not that way. The Bahag writes, Al Pidin, the Chol Mikri, the guys that don't go bus to the Aron, to the Beis HaKvaros, from the time they turn their faces, the halacha is that they start sitting Shiva, even if it's a Makom Karov. So you have a machlokes, the Ramban and the Rambam against the Bahag. And lo halacha, we follow Rov Rishonim, who side with the Rambam and the Ramban, that this whole din of turning your faces is only by a makom karov. That's Siv Beis, says the Mechaber, Mishadarka and Lishloach HaMeis, LeMedina Acheres, the derech is to send the Meis to a new province, LeKavro, Vein Yodea, Vein Yodim Matai Yikaver, and you don't know when it's going to be buried. From the time they turn their faces from being malava, and they start shiva. And the guys who go, though, they start when the burial's done. Then the Mechaber points out, if the Godol HaMishpacha goes with them, goes with him, meaning the Nifter, af elu shebekan, the guys that stay home, ain't a monim elamish yikfer. If the Godol Mishpacha goes with the Aron, even those that are staying here, ain't a monim elamish yikfer. They wait, and they go buster him, they wait until he's actual buried. The Godol HaMishpacha, and the Godol HaMishpacha, the hainu debesa, samochaleh, the guys who the household is relying on, is the definition of a Godol Abayis, Mestom and Mominus, Vigariri, Kulu, Basin. The Bodhi HaShulchan says it doesn't depend who's older or not, it depends who's actually what's supporting the family. Vigariri, Kulu, Basin, and everyone is dragged after him, Loshnach, Loshnach Ben Cotton, doesn't mean if it's a brother, you know, even if the brother's supporting the old house, Loshnach Ben Cotton, or it's a, you know, a younger child, Yesh Mishom Rav Hushay Ben Shlosh Yisrei. It's got to at least be 13, because Ein Chinuch La'Avelis, and it's hard to say that a cut would be served as the din of a Gadol Habayis. So what is the din? The din is, as it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'Maisa, we pass like the Rambam and the Ramban, Rov Rishonim, that if you go with the mace from Medina to Medina, then you have this halacha. It's mashmal Medina achir, that it's a makam rachok, you have the din of turning your face against the Bahag. Okay? And then the Shach writes, halacha l'maisa, in Sifkat Nalif, that those that don't go with the mace, soon as they what, turn their faces, halacha l'maisa, they start, but that's only me'ir l'ir. But if it's a makam karov, it seems like only everyone will sit together at the same time, and when the people come home, they'll say, we buried him, and then they'll start Shiva together. So there's an exception to this rule, and the Mechaber gives that exception by a Gadol Abayis, and if the Gadol Abayis goes with the Nifter, then the halach is that everyone is dragged after him, and then they'll start sitting Shiva a little bit later, with the Gadol HaMishpochet. Okay, so let's... So that's the din we have here in this halacha. So I want to just point out what this is based on. So Rav Simon Shlita has a very, very beautiful article he wrote in the Sefer Ketonis Yosef that was published in the Lezecher Nisus for Harav Onevsky Zatzal. And there he discusses this halacha. Firstly, he says, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avelis in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, Mishadarchon Lishloach Ames LeMedina Achers LeKovrov Eini Yodim Matai Kover. They don't know when the burial was. So if you turn your face and you're not going, then you start right away. And the Mechaber says the same Lashon as we just read. So you would have thought, Poshup Shat, you would have thought, and the Bach and the Aruch HaShulchan say like this, that's Davka Halacha L'maisa, when you don't know when the Zman Kfur is. When you turn your face, then you start your Shiva Miyat, because you don't know when the Kfur is going to be. That's the simplest reading. I mean, it says, L'medina Acheresin, it says, Eina Yodim. It does say that in the Mechaber and the Rambam. So the simplest interpretation would be that Davka, when you don't know, that's when you serve. But if somehow you would know, I don't know, through a computer or through a phone, and you would be able to discern exactly when the kfura would be, then you shouldn't start earlier from the time you turn your face. So halacha l'maisa, Rav Simon Shlita points out from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph Simon Reish Nun Gimel, where he says that diuk is wrong. You shouldn't say like that. You shouldn't make the chiluk of the Bach and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Nitziv and the Tshuvas and Meshi Adavar, Chelik Beis, Simenayin Beis. At this Din Arava, from the time you turn your face, you start your Shiva immediately, that's only when you don't know when this Zman Kfura is going to be. But if you know when this Zman Kfura is going to be, then wait till the Kfura is done. Comes Rav Moshe and says, that's not true. Don't make that diuk, even though it says Eni Odeh, we said. Says Rav Moshe, a beautiful vort. He wants the Taina, don't be medayik from this, because he says, Halacha l'maisa, even when you don't know this Zman HaKfura, there always is time that the mace hasn't yet been buried. It doesn't happen instantly. It might take a few days even. So it's not mistaber to say, Halacha l'maisa, you would have thought that you should really what? You should really start the Avelis Miyad. In other words, al pipashtis l'maisa, says Rav Moshe, the Kavanas HaRambam is not talking about Eini Yodea or Yodea. The Kavanas HaRambam is, we're talking about a Mocham Rochok, like we said before, from the Rambam and the Ramban. From the Rambam and the Ramban, Lamais, the way we learned up the Pshat and the Mechaber, against the Bahag, that you only say this thing of turning your face is only by Mocham Rochok. That's what Moshe says, the Mechaber and the Rambam meant to say. If you're far away, Lamaisa, then when you turn, if it's far away, the burial, then when you turn your face, the din is that what? The din is you start right away. But if it's a makam karov, you don't start right away. You start, you wait till they come home and they say, we buried the person. That's all the Mechaber and the Rama meant when they said the Eini Yodea. This whole Chiddush of Rava, so when you don't know, is when you're going off to a far place. That's the din of the Rama Eini Yodea Matai Yikaber. That's the din of makam rochok. And that's the kviya of the shir of makam rochok. And therefore, Rav Moshe writes, only makam rochok, lamais if you start the Avelis Miyad. And that's, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan Lamaisa, that's the way Itaka Paskins at the end of the day. The truth is, Rav Moshe was mechavin to the Ramban, which we said over already, in the Torah's Adam, Amud Kuf Samach Beis, that he says it's all a manifestation of Machum Karov and Machum Rochok. That's all. That's what it means, Halacha Lamaisa. So that's the Lashon. Let me just read you the Lashon, well, not the whole piece, but in the Ramban, he writes a Lashon like this. He says, Nirali shalom nemru dvarim eila el shemolichin osa me'ir le'ir. They came in shemasru le'ila shemolichin osa v'chsiru p'neim k'far nishashim menu v'yeish k'shpim zagol. Ava v'kovr osa v'zakvar samuch le'ir v'en chosun bo v'yom ein dogen lo avel. Achi yachsiru akrov v'yom lem k'far nikmar. We've done it already. Shai ta'itam alof. And then at the end of the piece, says that's a shot in the Rambam. So Rav Moshe writes, it's not an issue of knowing and not knowing. It's an issue of Makom Rachok and Makom Karv. So he was mechavin to the Ramban's shot in the Rambam. Yes, Ellen.
What's the getter of Makom Karv and Rachok as well as that?
The getter is you don't know. That's the getter, Rav Moshe.
According to Rav Moshe.
Yeah, that's what Rav Moshe says. That's the kviyas shir. You don't know. You're not going to know. But if you would know, that's not considered to be a makom karov. If you know, that's a makom karov. If you don't know, it's a makom rakov. So nowadays, it's very hard. I mean, you could actually know. So we'll get to it. But I'm just saying, in theory, Lamais, that's the definition, Lamais. You don't know because it's so far away. You're not going to know, Lamais. Okay? All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to the Lamais and makom karov also, maybe our Sarah Parsos for a different case in the Gemara. But that's what he's koveya the din. So that's this machloikis, the Ram and the Ramban against the what? Against the Bahag. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, what emerges from this Ramban is the following. What emerges from the Ramban is that the family that's staying home is basically misyayish min ames, means misyayish min lakovro, and therefore they all start shiva right away. But if the kfur is samach l'ir, then they always might be called from their home to bury the fellow. And since they always might be called from their home to bury the fellow, we don't assume they're Mishash Lakovro. That's the beer in between Machom Rachok and Machom Karov. Machom Rachok, you've disconnected yourself from the Kfura, so start a Velus right away. It's like you assume it's the Kfura, it's like Mishash Lakovro. But if it's a Machom Rachok, you haven't disconnected yourself. You're not Mishash, you might be called, you might be needed help. So that's what comes out from the pshat in the Ramban. Okay. But this now brings us to the din of what? Of Gadol Abayis. Okay. Now, the Yushalmi, Lamaisa, writes Beferish, okay, we said in the second half of the Mechaber, that if the Gadol Abayis goes to bury the person, so everyone goes baser him, you start the Shiva Mishayikpar. There's no split between the guys who stay home and the guys who went to the Besek Forest. But that's only if you have the Gadol Abayis. So what's the Makor of the Mechaber? It's Yushalmi in Perek Gimel, Moikot, and Halacha Hei. The Rush quotes in the Siman Lamed Tes. Okay? The Rush quotes in the Siman Lamed Tes. So, Lamaisa, the way the Tur, the Ramban, and the Rush interpret this, and let's get it, is that we go Basar the Gadol Abayis, Bein Lekumra, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Okay? Now what does that mean, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra? What it means is, if Lamaisa, the Gadol Abayis, stays home, then everyone is Mona from the time that what? From the time they turned their face. They didn't go to the Besek Forest. But if the Gadol Abayis goes bust of the mace, then everyone counts what? Mishishtima Sagol. Okay? In other words, the Kula would be you're able to start the Shiva early, right? From the time you turn your faces. The Chumra is you wait till the actual burial. So the Tur, the Ramban, and the Rosh say the Yushalmi straight up, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, you always go Basa the Gadol Abayis. If he stayed home, then everyone, Lamaisa, goes Basa the time they turn their face. If he went to the Bezek Forest, then everyone goes from the time the actual Kfura happened. Okay. However, Tosis in the Rav, y'all, say not that way. They say you go Basa the Gadol Abayis Lechumra. Meaning to say that if he went after the mace, the Gadol Abayis, then what? Then you go, everyone's bus is Stima Sagol. That's going to be the Chumrah. If he stays, Allah Lamaisa, if he stays home, what's the din? The guys that went will go Mistima Sagol. The guy, if he stayed home, he personally himself will go Basar what? Will go Basar for the time he turned his face. But Lamaisa, the other guys, Lamaisa, will be on their own, and they'll have to be Makar, because if he stays home, that's going to Lekula. So the split being that Tyson and Rav Yosef says, you only go Gadol Abayis, Lechumra, not Lekula. Okay? Everyone cop that? Lechumra is to what? Lechumra is to start later. You're not going to start earlier. So that's what the Tais and the Rav Yoh say. They argue on the Tur and the Ramban and the Rosh. So it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch, in the way the Shach is Masber and Sifkot and Beis, Paschas like Tais and the Rav Yoh, though he go Basa the Gadol Abayis Lechumra, and that's what he says you should hold Lahalacha. The Shach adds one caveat to this. That's you only go to the Chumra, you go bust to the Gadol Abayis if he's going to get there, Lamaisa, within 3 days. If he's going to get there more than 3 days, that's already too much of a Chumra. We want the people to start the Shiva earlier. So the Shach adds that caveat, okay? Now, Lamaisa, this is the Pshat Lamaisa. This is the Pshat Lamaisa, okay, of the Yushalmi. If you take the Pshat Yushalmi, then you're going Basel Chumra. Now the Shach, as I mentioned, Sifkat and Beis, wants to say as follows, okay? Let's get it. He says, not only does he have that caveat, but he says the Mechaber Paskins like the Mordechai. The Mordechai is in Simon Tuf Kuf Aleph, that says the following. That says, we go Basel Gadol Abayis Lachumra. If the Gadol Abayis, though, stays b'makom kfurim, and he stays there the whole week, he has a house there, then halach l'maisa, the lamdas being his koveya beis oval for himself, he's the ikker man, he was koveya beis oval there, let the whole family follow him, even the family that was left behind. But, in the beis oval of the sharmish bacha is nitfal, is ancillary to what? To the new house and the Beis Avol. But if the Gadol Abayis does return, then he doesn't have a kvias of the Beis Avol himself, and he'll be a nitbol, the Gadol, to what? To the rest of the Mishpacha. Okay? He'll be nitbol the rest of the Mishpacha. So I want you guys to get this important new caveat, that the Mechaber passes like the Mordechai, you go Basar Gadol Abayis, Luchumra, but you only go Basar Abayis, Luchumra, if he takes Kovei Abayis there. Lamites. When he comes back, he'll be mitzuruf when the other guys, what the guys who are not the Gadol Abayis, started the count. Okay? That's what the Shach wants to tainin, that the Mechaber passes like this Mordechai. Okay? And therefore he says, Halach Lamites, that's why you shouldn't be bothered by a bit of a steer in the Mechaber and Sif Beis. I say a bit of a steer over, because the Mechaber begins by saying, the guys who turn their faces start right away. And then he adds a caveat there, though, but if there's a Gadol Abayis, things are different, right? If there's a Gadol Abayis, things are different, and they what? Everyone counts what? Even the guys that stay Mishiyik Brago. It's not a stira, but what's the hesber in that? So the Shach says that's exactly what the Mechaber was driving at, Halacha L'maisa. What he means to say is that we go bust the Yushalmi L'chumra. And the Shach says that he's paskins the Mechaber like the Mordechai. And in a case where the Gadol Abayis stays in the place where the kfur is, that's when everyone is nigger after him. Okay? So that's the way you read the Mechaber, says the what? Says the Shach, that the Mechaber is passing at the Mordechai, and there is no steer it of him, because you open the Mechaber, it seems to say, the guys turn their faces, they start no matter what. And then you have this caveat then with the Gadol Abayis. So what he's saying is that the caveat with the Gadol Abayis is when the guy Gadol Abayis stays there, and that's where we go Basar Gadol Abayis L'chumra. All, one caveat, second caveat, when he stays there, halach l'mais. And then we mentioned that third one, that the Shach says that'll only be if there's less than 3 days, halach l'mais. Seems like if it's more than 3 days, even if he's koveya atzmo, they're going to be on their own. Even if he's koveya, but if it's more than 3 days, and he's koveya atzmo, still they got to start. So that's what the three nekud is, please get that, in the Shach. Poshup shot. Okay? The Rav Simon Schlitter points out in this article that he thought it was a little difficult. The Mechaber never quotes the Mordechai to say that that's the Pshat Lamaisa in the Mechaber that the Shach is saying. He thought it was a little bit difficult to say. He just thought you could say differently and just say, regarding the details of the Yushalmi, that you go Basar Gadol Abayis L'chumra, Halach Lamaisa, we only say that when he's what? When he's Koveya Lamaisa. Even though the Yushalmi, there is no what? There is no chiluk. That's the Mordechai's own chiddush, that the guy is koveya bias. That's when you go buser the Gadol Abayis L'chumra. The Yishami has no such distinction. So it could very well be, Lamaisa, that the Gabi this thing we call Basar Baunin Miyad Azle, Basar Diri Yisham Shokach Ragoto Bayis Luchum. So in other words, only in the Gabi this detail of when we count, we go Basar Yishami Luchumra. So he pointed out that he thought it was difficult to say that like the Shach's Pshat and the Mechaber is holding like the Mordechai. Mechaber never quotes the Mordechai. So he wants the Taina Lamaisa. Yishami never makes this distinction between what, whether you Koveh or not. Okay, so that's an important Nakuda I thought we should point out. There are Simon Shlis pointing out, but the Shach says not. The Shach reads into the Mechaber, we're assuming the Gadol HaBayis, and he was Koveh Atzmi. You're right, the Mechaber doesn't say it. It's a good horror. Okay. Now, it could be Halacha L'maisa that it's possible to suggest that it could be the Levush writes that the reason why we wait for the Gadol HaBayis is because of Kvodo. So it might be that it's all based on the Gadol HaBayis' Kavo, and he's going, so maybe the Gadol HaBayis is Mochel on his Kavo. Like we learned about the secondary Krovim, we don't do that because they're Mochel on, we assume that they were Mochel on their Kavo. Same thing here. It's possible to say, Halacha L'maisa, that, when people go to Eretz Yisrael, to Malava Mace, if there was a Ptira in America, and they go to Eretz Yisrael, Malava Mace, the family starts right away. Whoever goes from the family, that's a question we're going to get to, what they'll do when they come back, but everyone starts right away. Why? Because the Poshup Shad is because they're Mocha on the Gadol HaBayis is Mocha on his covered, and therefore, Halacha L'maisa maybe that's the reason why we could suggest Halacha L'maisa, why in fact they start. Or you could say that he's Mochel on his cover, like we just said, or you could say Poshup Shad, he wasn't Kovei Atzmo there, right? He didn't sit Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, he's coming back. So both those Sfaras would be Masber, why people start right away, the family members that don't go with, okay? Either that he's Mochel on his cover, like the Levush in Shinayin Ein Siv Beis, it's quoted in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, or you say because of what he wasn't Kovei Bayis L'Atzmo, and that would be the Svara per se. Yes, Ellie?
But I thought that we said it's totally Tali and Yediyah, according to Moshe and Yerach HaShulchan.
Yediyah, we said not Yediyah. Remember we said it was Makom Karov or Rachel. They said don't interpret it. Hushal Oyada doesn't mean Yediyah. It means it's just a manifestation of close and far, that's all. That did, close and far. Allah Lamais. So now we're talking about a Gadol HaBayis, right? That was before the Gadol HaBayis. Okay? Right? The Shulchan Aruch says that if the minig is to send away and they don't know, so from the time they turn their face. So not knowing of when the funeral is not an issue of literally not knowing, just is it a makom karov or makom rakov? That's all. But here we're talking about the situation where you have the Gadol HaBayis. Okay? All right, very good. So let's move on now. Okay? Let's move on now to the following situation that comes up, okay? Now the Shach later on in Sif Yud Beis, okay? And you know what? Let's read that now, Halacha L'maisa. Let's go to Sif Ches, okay? I want to move to Sif Ches. So we did Aleph and Beis, and let's go to Ches, okay? And we'll come back, if we don't have time today, tomorrow we'll be better, okay? In Sif Ches, the Mechaber gives the following case. Let's get it. He says, Misha Meslo Karov, if he has a Karov that dies, Velo Yoda, he didn't find out that he died, Achebol Amokum Shemei Sham Hames. He didn't find out about it until he came back, Lamokum Shemei Sham Hames, or Lamokum Kfur. It's either Mokum Mace or Mokum Kfur. Imaya Bemokum Karov, Shumahalach Asara Parsals. Okay, this is a Gemara. Let's get it. Sif Ches is a Gemara in Chav Chesim and Beis, where it says Tan Rabbana Avos Shloshi Yomim Bomim Makom Karov Moni Moyin Bomim Makom Rachok Moni Latzmo Mikan Veilech Filu Bomim Makom Karov Moni Latzmo Shimon Omer Filu Bobi Yom Shvim Makom Karov Moni Moyin Amar Mar Shloshi Yomim Rishonim Bomim Makom Karov Moni Moyin Amar Rabbi Yom Rav Rami Yochanan Hushi Yish Gadol HaBayis on the bottom of Chav Aleph from the Beis. We mentioned Gadol HaBayis from Yerushalmi so far. Now we're introducing Gadol HaBayis in the Bavli. Chafam is Yibaylu Halach Gadol HaBayis of Bezbar Zmal. Okay, so the Mechaber writes, A guy comes home, he finds out one of his seven relatives died. If he was b'makom karov shumahal chasar porsos, shef sheyavo b'yom echad, you could get there in one day. We're going to learn that means even through a flight. Filu ba b'yom hashvi, even if you come on the seventh day when they're sitting, imatzim menachem etzal gadol abayis, if you find them still paying shiva calls, filu sheninu lamot, even if they're about to get up, you come at the last moment, hoyol imatzim menachem, since you find menachemim, hanishinogin adayin ksas avelis, tur barash b'chu, olo lo umona imam tashlum shloshim yom, he's done. He can do the shiva and shloshim with the family. V'im lo imatzim menachem, if it comes too late, then mona la'atzmo, can he's far away place? If he's in a far away place, he's on his own. If you come from a rachok place, so this is a different case. But keep in mind, makom rachok. If you come from a close place, you come at suruv. If you got there in time, if you come from a makom rachok, even if you got there in the middle, you're on your own. Haga v'yeshom nafilu ba echad the ain gadol b'bayis rak shaholach l'tzurach ames. Im chazer toch shloshim yom avikilu bebeis hu babayis hu vaba toch shloshim yom mona imohem. What does this mean here? Okay, let's get it. What it means, says the Rama, is that even if one of the seven relatives comes home and the gadol abayis wasn't at home, he was out in the cemetery checking the matzeva, let's say. Okay, as long as he comes, okay, as long as the gadol abayis comes home within 3 days. Meaning he came back within 3 days of the shiva. I guess the first day he went out to the Beis HaKfaris to check on the matzeva. He comes back toch shloshim yom, and the guy who came is toch shloshim. Then he's mona imohem. We're going to get back to that. The shach is very meikel on that. He says as long as they come back within shiva, the shach is cholik on that ramah. Okay, it's much more meikel than the ramah. So as long as they both come back, halach l'mais, it's fine. It's fine. He's been starved. Yesh lahakol kesvor azu. He says you can be mekel v'chol shadino limnos imahem. Anyone who has to count with the family, afilim chazer achakach lebeso. He doesn't have to stay in the house with them. Once he comes back, he comes mitzuruf to them, to their house. Then he can go to his own house and he'll count with them. When it says mona imahem, it means mona count. He doesn't have to actually live with them, the Bar HaShulchan says. So in other words, after he comes back, he can go to his own personal home and that's fine, because that's what the Bar HaShulchan says, mona imahem. He doesn't have to actually be with them. And that's what the Rama writes. Yish lach kisvarzu choshedino limnos imahem filu chazo achakach lebeis mona imahem. That's the lashon. So as I said, the shach is much more meikel. He says as long as both come back, the gadol abayis comes back to shiva, and also the what, and also the relatives comes back to shiva, that would allow him to mitzarf imahem. Okay. So this brings us to what exactly is the fundamental machlokes here between the Ramban and the Rosh on this din. Okay. Fundamental the machlokes, the Ramban and the Rosh on this din. So let's get it, okay? Very important halacha, and the Taisa Rosh says it's in fact what? It's in fact l'shitasa, okay? So let's see. So what is this case here? So the pashtus is the shachir and shinai and hay and sifkat and bays paskins that if the family was together b'shas misa. And the gadol abayis is malav the mace to the kfur and comes back l'makom rishon. What's the din? The shach says he's nigra after the cheshbon of mishpacha that left, that is in the place. So in other words, he's mitzuruf to what? So in other words, you take a classical case, the guy goes and buries his loved one and so comes back. Well, they're a day in front of him. So when he comes back, he's nigra after them. He doesn't have to count an extra day. Okay? The gadol abayis. That's what the shach paskins. So Rav Simon points out here, Shlita, that he said that he heard in the name of Rav Moshe, and Rabbi Felder has this also, that Rav Moshe held against the Shach, and he said that the Gadol Habayis, or the Chelek of the Mishpacha that went to the Kfura, is not nigger after the Mishpacha, and they should sit an extra day against the Shach. They should sit an extra day. But where is Rav Moshe's riot? So Lamaisa, it could very well be that the way we're going to build it up is as follows. This is where Rav Simon wants to say a chiddush. He wants to say the Shach is paskening like the Ramban, but the Mechaber is going to pasken like the Rosh. And therefore, if Moshe was following the Mechaber, and therefore, we're going to see, Bez Hashem, that according to the Shita of the Rosh, it comes out that the fellow that went to the Beis HaKvarosh should count an extra day and not be nigger after the mishpacha. How is this? So, we just read the Gemara here in Moikon Chafal from Beis Ranan Chafbezim and Aleph, and there's a major machloikis in the Rishon and in the Rabban and the Rosh as to how to learn up this Gemara. The Rabban and the Teres Adam, Kuf Samach Aleph, writes as follows. The Shaila in the Gemara is, the Gadol Abayis went to the Beis HaKvarosh with the mace, Letzorach the Kfura, and he comes back to the family. The family that didn't go to the Beis HaKvarosh, do they go after him? Are they nigger after the Gadol Abayis? Or is he nigger after them? That's the plain and simple Shaila of the Gemara according to the Rabban. Please get it. And the Gemara's psak is, the Gadol Abayis is nigger after them. Done. As long as he's chozer toch shiva, even if it's a machum rachok, the Rabban says that since they were there together at the time of the Misa, there was a tziruf, they were all there at the bed, in the house, there was a tziruf then, even though the Gadol Abayis only went to Malavet, halacha l'maisa, the psak of the Gemara is he is nigger with the what? With the rest of the family, despite the fact he's the Gadol Abayis. Because there was a tziruf, they were all together b'shat Misa. That's how the Rabban learns b'shat in the Gemara. And the Shach, based on that Rabban, Paskins like the Rabban, and he says that's exactly our case. Our case of the guy in New York or New Jersey going there to Israel and coming back is what? Is mitzuruf with the rest of the family. Shouldn't he sit an extra day? No, he shouldn't. He's mitzuruf with the rest of the family. It's mamish the Gemara, according to the Rabban. It's mamish the Gemara. Okay? So for sure, the Gemara says, even by a Gadol Abayis, for sure it's not a Gadol Abayis. So this is Lamaisa. He points out here, Rav Simon, that Rav Willig, Shlita Paskin, like this, Shach, B'Shem, the Rabban, Halacha, Gvira, Mekabav. But Rav Moshe, we said, says you should do an extra day. Where does it come from? Where does it come from? Lamaisa, okay, according to the Shach, we said we're going like the Rabban, that is Nigar Achar Mishpoche, so it comes out, Poshup Shad is that Lamaisa seems to be, and this is what we have to keep in mind, is against Halacha Lamaisa, it's against Halacha Lamaisa, the Yerushalmi, right? Because we said, Halacha Lamaisa, the Yerushalmi, right? The Yerushalmi Lamaisa that we're saying is that even the Gadol Abayis, we said is a machloikis, how to interpret the Yerushalmi, right? So it seems to be the Shach is working with the Ramban, that your mitzuruf, the Gadol Abayis is mitzuruf, the rest of the people because of the tziruf, but the Mechaber is going to say not that way, Halacha Lamaisa. Why? Who's the Mechaber learned differently like? Like the Rosh. The Rosh on Chafal from the Beis going to Chafez and Manav and Simon Lamaches learns the Gemara completely differently. Not that it was our case itself, like the Ramban learns. The Rosh learns like this. The Rosh learns, very interesting. The Gemara beforehand we had learned, the guy comes, one of the relatives came and found out that he had a relative that died. That was the previous brisa. Then it asks a shaili bailu. So according to the Rosh connects the two. And the Gemara said if one of the krovim mishpacha, which was not in the Beis Ovel, came, so if the Gadol Abayis is in the bayis, then the karov is nigger after the mishpacha. Yes? So what's the very next ensuing shaili? The very next ensuing shaili, what happens if that karov comes home and the Gadol Abayis is in the Beis HaKvarosh? He's not home. See, the two Gemaras are connected with one another. Do we say that since the Gadol Abayis left the house, it's as if Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, do we say since the Gadol Abayis left the house, Letzorach HaMeis, we don't care if he's not physically in the house, but he did Letzorach HaMeis as if he's there. Or do you say, no, since he's not there, the Karov should count on his own. So what's the Maskana according to the Rosh? That's how the Rosh learns the Gemara. What's the Maskana according to the Rosh? The Rosh learns that if the Karov comes home, he's nigger after the Mishpach, even if the Gadol Abayis is not there. So what do you see according to what? According to the Rosh? The Rosh learns the Gemara completely differently. It has nothing to do with our case. So it comes out, Halacha L'maisa, that it could be that if you're Masbid the Sugya like the Rosh, then you have no Mukker. You have no Mukker that we learn like the Ramban. The Ramban learned exactly, that was the case in the Gemara, that the guy was Malavin and Mace to Eretz Yisrael from New York and New Jersey, comes home, he's mitzuruf with his mishpacha, because everyone was together at the time when he died. So even if the Gadol Abayis leaves, he comes back, he's mitzuruf for the rest of the house. Yes? That's the pshat in the Gemara. But the Rush doesn't learn the Gemara like that. The Rush learns the Gemara is that there's a karov coming home, and the Gadol Abayis wasn't there. It's nothing to do with that. The Gadol Abayis wasn't there. So is that good or not? So according to the Ramban, you have no, according to the Rush, you have no makar in the Ramban. Okay? And therefore, it's very possible to say that Ramosha's psak works well with the way the Rush learns. That the guy that went there to Israel and was buried in his mace and comes back, he should have to wait a day later and count a day later. Don't tell me it's a Gemara. It's only a Gemara if you learn like the Ramban. And the truth of the matter is, if I would ask you, which one should you go like? Should you go like the Ramban or go like the Rush? Which one's more mistabel? Let me ask you, according to the Ramban, does the Shiloh of the Gemara have anything to do with the previous Gemara? What was the previous Gemara? Guy comes, one of the relatives comes home, finds out his parent died. And what's the Shiloh of what? What's the Shiloh according to the Ramban? That the Gadol Abayis took the mace to bury him. He comes back, right? One has nothing to do with another. You follow me? They're disconnected. So from the Moshmos of the Gemara, I would say what? I would say more like the Rush. The Rush says they're very connected. The Shiloh was, if the guy comes on, the Mesek Faris is not home. I'm saying from the landscape of the Gemara, the Rush is very mistaber. And also, Halach Lamaisa, from the Mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yushalmi, that we go, Basar Gadol Abayis L'chumra. And Lamaisa, we go Basar the Gadol Abayis L'chumra. That's smack against the Ramban. How does the Ramban learn? The Ramban learns when the guy comes home, what's the din? What's the deal when the Gadol Abayis leaves and comes home? He's mitzuruf with the rest of the family. That's smack against the din of Gadol Abayis L'chumra. Hochin Basar Gadol Abayis L'chumra. The Mechaber holds Hochin Abayis L'chumra. That's what he holds. That's the way we learned it up. So you're going to tell me now, Lamaisa, the Ramban is mamish smack against that. Okay? It's mamish smack against that. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So you see, also Lamaisa, usually, who does the Mechaber passing like? Like who? He passes like the Riff, like the Rosh, like the Rambam. That's usually his Derech HaPsak. So if you're going to tell me who does the Mechaber passing like the Rosh or the Ramban, you're going to tell me the Rosh. You're going to tell me the Rosh, not like the Ramban. So in Mela, it comes out that it should follow that the person that went there and so on comes back, he should have to sit an extra day. And that's where Moshe held Ladina. So that's Rav Simon Schiddish, he wants to suggest that Rav Moshe saw it, that he held in Lamdis, that the Mechaber held like the Rosh against the Ramban. And if you say it like that, then it makes sense that what you should have to what have to wait an extra day. Now, the truth is, this connects to another Machlekes, the Ramban and Rosh, on this very same Gemara. Lamaisa, the Ramban in the Torah's Adam Akuf Samach Bey says, when this guy comes home and he finds out, terrible surprise, Rachman Olson, who passed away, did he know about the death or not? What do you say? So Ramban says, yes, even if he knew about the death. Even if he knew about the death before and he becomes Mitzuruf to their count. And the Rosh in Simon Lamaches says, absolutely not. He's only nigger after the Mishpacha when he comes home if he did not know about it. If he knew about it, forget it. Okay? If he knew about it, he's on his own with his own count. You follow me? Machlekes Ramban Rosh. In this Gemara and Chafal Vam Beis. So the Taisa Rosh points out a beautiful horror. The Taisa Rosh and Chaf Beis Vam Raski Yibayalu points out that this is the Ramam and the Ramban and Rosh Lishitoso. Again, what are the two cases that we had in Machlekes Ramban Rosh about when the guy comes home? Does he know about it or not? And what was the other case? How you learn up the Shiloh of the Gemara. See, the two segments of Gemara is a double Machlekes Ramban Rosh. Okay? So, Lamaisa comes out that if you hold like the Ramban says, I have no problem saying that even if the guy knew about it, and let's say he started his own count. He started his own count. But when he comes home, he finds out the family is what? Is a day ahead. I have no problem, says the Ramban, having that guy change his count. And he can change his count in the middle. He'll basically skip a day. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, plug it in if the Gadol Abayis went to the Beis HaKfaris. He went to Eretz Yisrael. He's always what? He's a day behind, no? Isn't he a day behind? He went there to do the Leviathan, and everyone stayed in New York, New Jersey. When he comes home, right, according to the Ramban, he can change his count and basically skip a day. We'll jump ahead, do the family that's here. No problem. Because the Ramban Lishitoso views that from his perspective, you can make the change in count. And therefore, the Ramban is mazmer with the first segment of the Gemara like this, that even if the guy who came home knew about it, he can what? Mitzuruf to the family. And in the second segment of the Gemara, the Abayilu is that exactly the case where the Gadol Abayis took the mace, and therefore what? And therefore, when he comes back, he can change his count and mitzuruf to the family. Whereas the Rosh Lishitoso says, absolutely not. That is an impossibility. The Rosh will say, it's not acceptable. Once you've started your count, like in the first segment of the Gemara of the Braisa, if he knew when the mace was, he started his count. And he comes back to the family, you can't change that count. No way. So therefore, the Rosh stands on his head and says, the Gemara's talking about a case where he didn't know about the death. So when he comes home, he'll be mitzuruf at that count. If he knew about it already, one sec, Moshe, if he knew about it, let's finish the Mahalach. If he knew about it, what's going to be the din? You start your count. Too late. Therefore, the Rosh also stands on his head and says, what's the pshat in this Gemara? Of Ibailu Holoch Labes Holoch Gadol Abayis Bezakvaros. It's talking about a case where what? Where that same guy came home, but when he came home, he found out there was a death, but the Gadol Abayis is not there. He's in the Bezakvaros fixing the Matzeva. So we view him as if he's in the house or not. But our tzir, our case, the classical case that happens is not in the Gemara. Because according to the Rosh can't fathom you ever not making a change in your count. Al Pidin. So it comes out, Halacha L'maisa, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Sif Tes, which is beautiful. Let's read it. Pemed Varim Amurim, with Aleph Beis Chesen Tes. Pemed Varim Amurim, Bishalol Shama Hameis, Achaba. When do I say my Shtukal Torah, that when the guy comes home, he's been Tzuruf with the family, that's when he didn't hear about it. Aval, what? Pemed Varim Bishalol Shama Hameis, Achaba. Aval, no to Lobi Om Sheni, the Hiskul Isabel, and he already started? Lo yikatzav elusa b'shul Shabbat. So you can't skip a day and say, "Oh, you're mitzuruf with the family." He started a day later. Okay, but you can't mitzuruf with the family. Who is that? That's the Rosh. That's the mechaber l'shitaso. The mechaber holds like the Rosh. It says with Moshe, beautiful shtukal Torah. He says, "You know what? I think the guy when he comes back from Eretz Yisrael should observe an extra day of Shem." Reb Reuben Feinstein's Atzal did that when he came back from Moshe. When he went to bury Reb Moshe. Why is that? It's against the Shach L'maisa. The Shach was learning like the Ramban, who has this in the Gemara. But if you learn like the Rosh, then L'maisa, and the Mechaber we've proven holds like the Rosh, so it comes out, Allah L'maisa, that it's not in the Gemara. There is no such case like that. So if there's no such case like that, Allah L'maisa, then he's on his own, and therefore L'maisa, he made his own count. And when he comes back, that's the din, halacha l'maisa. Okay? You got the whole shtickle? That's the cheshbon. It comes out very interestingly that, you know, when you read the Mechaber in the beginning, in Siv Beis, when we said it, we said, once you turn your faces, you're done, you start. But if the Gadol Abayis, then you're mitzuruf with what? Then everyone's mitzuruf with him, right? Then you're mitzuruf with him. So, you're saying to yourself, what's going on here, l'maisa? The way the Ramban learned, right? The way the Ramban learned is that's goof of the case in the Gemara. The Gadol Abayis went there, so comes back, he's mitzuruf to the people of God. Isn't that against Shulchan Aruch? No, it's not against Shulchan Aruch. Because the Mechaber holds like the Rosh. Right? The Ramban would not agree to that, right? The Ramban would say, L'maisa, no, if he's coming back, halacha l'maisa, if he's coming back, then, we had a possibility, the way the Shach learned it up, the way the Shach learned up the Mechaber is, the Shach didn't go with the Mahal that the Mechaber holds like the Rosh. The Shach tried to say he holds like the Mordechai and the guy's kovei his own house there, a whole shtickle Torah like that. But if you interpret the Mechaber as going with the Rosh, then L'maisa, it's not a problem at all. The Gadol Abayis, L'maisa, is going to be Halacha L'maisa. The Gadol Abayis is on his own. It's a very serious din, Halacha L'maisa. The Gadol Abayis is on his own, L'maisa, and he will what? And he will... He will count halacha l'maisa on his own. Now you'll ask me, what about, why don't you follow the Mechaber at a sof, and the family should what? the family should really wait, you know, till the steam is like, oh, so there we go back to what Eli asked at the beginning of Shir. That's a makom rachok. It's a makom rachok, so the din is, halach lamaise, it's a far off place, and, you know, that's going to be the din, halach lamaise. You know, it's a makom rachok, and therefore, when they turn their faces, they start. And the gadol habayis that goes, halach lamaise, see, you hear what I'm saying? There's, if you hold like the mechaba at a sof, why doesn't everyone just start shiva when they do the kfur in Eretz Yisrael? So I think you got to go back to say that it's a machum rachok. It's a machum rachok. So lamaisa, that's where you're going to have to make this division halacha lamaisa. If it's a machum karov, so you know that's what the you know that's the that that's where you're going to have to be machalik halacha lamaisa. Yes, Moshe, go ahead.
So just with the Ramban's approach.
Yes.
He actually will start the Avias rather than steam as a gola, or there'll be like a limbo time until he gets home.
According to the Ramban?
Yeah.
No, in which case? To go in there to Israel?
He goes there to Israel, he finishes on Edis once he buries.
He will start the guy who goes with at steam as a gola, but the family starts as soon as the flight leaves.
So he technically starts his day one over there. They'll
have yes.
Like a status of day one Midrash.
That's correct. That's what I'm saying. When he comes back, he basically skips a day. He'll be mitzuruf with the rest of the family, correct? But that's and that's what the many poskim say, like the shock. But you understand, there's good reason why Rav Moshe held not that way, because that's all the shtickle Torah according to the Ramban. But the Mechaber doesn't hold like the Ramban; he holds like the Rosh.
We rely on Ramban lemaisa.
So many people, most I think the minhag olam is to be meikah halacha to be meikah b'avol. But I think there's good reason to say if you learn up this whole mahalak, like we said, there's good reason to observe another day. Good reason, without a doubt.
I mean, and that would be null, so that would have ramifications for when he would end the end of the Shana as well. He would also end a day later, Shloshim, he'd end...
for the Yud Beis Chodesh. Yes,
yes,
for the Yud Beis Chodesh, I would have an Afkamina too. Day later, correct. Poshup Shat, yeah, Poshup Shat, would it? Lamaisa? Yeah, yes it would, Poshup Shat for him. That's correct. It's a good point, yeah. Yes, Ellie.
Didn't Siv Ches Rachok counts as anywhere you can travel in a day? We said that counts as an airplane.
Right.
And why?
Well, let's get to the detail. That was when you're coming from from afar, and you're coming to the place where there's a difference, you know, it's a different definition, Lamaisa. It's a different definition, Allah Lamaisa. Okay, because what did it say in Siv Ches? If you're coming from a Makom Karov, you're Mitzarif, because it's like you were there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So let's get to some of those details, Lamaisa, about that Halach Lamaisa. Okay? So we have, so that's the Mahalach we want to get to. Okay, but let's get to some of these details, Halach Lamaisa. Okay, now what is, what Eli was just asking, what is the definition of Makom Karov? Okay? So Tyson Moy Cotton here, Chafal from the Bays, right here, small, it's next to last Tyson, says 10 parcels. Okay? And the Perish on the Gemara says, Lamaisa, hol b'makom karov hava yachol lavol b'tchilas avelis chashminin lei kamo asa. It's like you're already there. Okay? Hol b'makom karov, it's like you're already there. Even though you're coming now and you found out about it, but you were from a close enough place, so it's like you're already there. So, it's interesting. Rabbi Avadia quotes a very interesting machlekes between the Shoyal Omeishiv and the Makor Chaim. The Shoyal Omeishiv says, this depends on the nature of a human being. The distance is 10 parsols. So that was the amount of average time a person could walk in a day. Okay? Even if you walk fast. But the Makor Chaim says, he says, Halach L'maisa, if you can get there toch yom echad, and he says, even through what, a plane, that's considered to be makom karov. Okay? So Rabbi Avadia writes, like the Makor Chaim, that was just a, you know, it's not a din, it has to be a Sarah Parsos. As long as you can get there in a day, if it's a flight, that's Makom Karov, and therefore the person that's coming and found out about it, and that's what the Gesher Chaim writes on a car, he says, it all depends how you can get there in one day. It doesn't really make a difference, the Mirchak over. So that's the Maisa. Do you take 10 Parsos Dafka, or is it just the amount of time how you get there in one day? Halach lamaisa. Now the Shach points out in Sifkot and Yud Aleph that that's dafke if he gets to the makom of the mace or the kfura, please, he says. Makom Meser Kfura, the guy that comes to the house. But if you don't get to the Makom Meser Kfura, he says you're on your own. So Rabbi Avadia writes, he finds that very difficult, Lamaisa. He says, let's say someone comes home and finds his parents and his family sitting Shiva for a son and his own brother that passed away in the hospital, and they're sitting Shiva not at their own home. So he says that also, even though they're not Makom Misa and Kfura, it's Mitzdarfim with him. But he does point out in Ha'ara Dalin, in Oyakud Yosef, Reish Lamed Beis, and in Reish Lamed Gimel, that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you need Dafka Makom Misa Kfura. But if you look in the Meiri on this Gemara, the Meiri writes Beferish, even if it's not Makom Misa, even if it's another place, but it's Noda Lavel Mishmur Krova, he's Mone Mohim. And the Rav Avadia writes, if the Mechaber would have seen the Meiri, he would have Paskin Lekulu. So he says, Halacha Kedivra Meikah B'Avol, against the Shulchan Aruch that says, Dafka Makom Misa Makom Furu, no, as long as you get to the place, Shmua Krova, if you mitzarif to the family, even if it's Makom Misa, it's not Makom Misa Makom Furu. The Geshur Chaim argues on this, and the Geshur Chaim writes, Dafka, if you get to the Eir Misa or Kfura, the city, you have to get to the city. You don't have to get to the Bayis, but you got to get to the city. He says it's got to be to the city of the Miso or the Kfura, Halacha L'maisa. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
This is all under the assumption that we don't paskin like that shach, that Halacha K'divrei Meikah B'Avol stops like in the Gemara.
Taisus said we only said it Legabe Machlis Amoroim. Yeah. Right. We're assuming, yeah. We pointed out by Rishonim and even Nachronim.
Okay.
Yeah. The Taisus said that by Machlis Amoroim. Taisus said.
The Shach didn't bring that down?
I don't remember. But the Taisus said on, but we pointed out that Beis Yosef clearly said it by Rishonim.
Okay.
Even the Taisus said only by Tanoim. You don't even say it by Amoroim. But the Beis Yosef clearly said it, Lamaisa, even by Rishonim he said it. Okay? So that Lamaisa we have, Halacha Lamaisa this din, and the Gemara. On the Gemara, the Perish on the Gemara says that the Gadol Bayis Atzmo Hayavederech Filu Bavim Makom Karov Monal Atzmo. He's not going to be mitzarif what to someone that is what to a tzoyer Halacha L'maisa. If the Gadol Bayis himself was on the derech, even if he's coming Makom Karov, he's Monal Atzmo. Please get that. The Perish on the Gemara says this, that if the Gadol Bayis is the one that's coming from the derech, he cannot be mitzarif with people that are younger than him. And Rabbi Avadia writes, the Gadol Bayis many times goes out to Miluim, and he comes back and he finds his wife and kids, God forbid, sitting Shiva on a child that was Nifter, and it's after 5 days from the Kfura, he's been starved with them, not a problem. Aye, in Hara, hey, he says, we said that the Gadol Bayis always counts himself if he's Bob M. Savelis, according to that parish in the Gemara, even if it's Makom Karov. Kevin Shul Mechabdiro, it's not Bekovedik, the Mitzdarf, the Tziri Menu. And Taisus Lamaisa is Mistopic by the Gadol Bayis if he counts with them. But the bottom line is the Chuvas Arashba writes, the Gadol does count with the Ketanim, and that's the Halacha. And that's what Rav Avadia writes. We don't accept that Pshat of the Perish on the Gemara, and even we don't follow that Tzad in Taisus Sufik. Rav Avadia writes, Remekel by the Gadol Bayis that comes from Makom Karov. Betoch Shiva to mitzarif with other aveilim halacha lemaisa, and even if they're the tzirim, it doesn't make a difference. They're all mitzarif together. Al pi halacha. Okay. So when you think about all this lemaisa, it comes out that according to this mahalach, the mechaber like the rush, you really have watered down lemaisa. It's an interesting din lemaisa. Do you amplify the strength of the Gadol Bayis, or do you basically weaken him? So according to the Ramban and the Shach, you're basically weakening him because he goes and he comes back to Mitzaruf with the rest of the family. According to the Rosh, you're not weakening him at all. You're strengthening him. When he comes back, he has to count on his own. And the whole Shiloh in the Gemara was, I think that's a good way of remembering it. The whole Shiloh in the Gemara is when the guy comes, a relative comes back, the Gadol Bayis is in the Misak Forest. So we paskin as if he's in the house and he's been starving him. You follow what I'm saying? It's a good way to remember. According to the Rush, he builds up the strength of the Gadol Bayis. The Gadol Bayis comes back from Eretz Yisrael. He counts an extra day. Halacha L'maisa. He counts an extra day. He's Mitzuruf L'maisa. He's not Mitzuruf to them. And Lamaisa, to the degree that even if he was outside fixing the matzeva and another relative came in, we treat him as if he's in the house and he's mitzuruf to the count of the gadol habayis. Because according to the Rabban, you're really weak in his strength, and you're only basically you're weak in it very strongly. Okay, fine. Now let's continue Lamaisa. Okay, let's continue now in Sif. Let's see Sif Gimel. Okay. So that's the mahalak we have about the Gadol Habayis Lamaisa, okay, regarding this din. So there's good reason to understand why you can hold, in fact, like Reb Moshe. Okay, let's go back now. Let's see Sif Gimel now. Im mefanim es ames mikever lekever, im kavru bekever rishon, al das lios kavur sham olomis, el shakakach nimu lfnosu misham, ein monilo el meshiyikver bekever rishon, filipiniu toch shiva. If you move a mace from kever to kever, and he was buried in the first kever on condition of being there forever, and then afterwards you exhume the bones, you only count mishiyik for bekever rishon. Even if you move him during shiva, okay? So even if you move him during shiva, Allah lamaisa, it doesn't make a difference. You count the shiva from the first burial, and that's it, done. That's the first case. Let's get that. Second case. Afa im ischila kavru al das lifnoso, kishi yizdamin lahem. But if you bury him on condition that you're going to move him when you find the second kever, then maschil avelus miyad. Okay, you haven't found it yet, so you do the first burial, you start avelus miyad. Vipinu tokshiva. If taki you found a second kever, tokshiva, chosun amonin mishik vershenis. Then you have to restart your count. You have to restart your count, he says, okay? You have to totally restart your count. Halacha lamaisa, okay? He says you have to totally restart your count from the time of the second burial. That's what he says here, Beferish, okay? You have to start the second time again, okay? That's his chiddush. And then the third case is, Vimlo, actually, before we start the third case, Vimlo Pineu Adlakar Shiva, if you didn't find a second kever till after Shiva, Kfar Over of Elusim, and you're done. Vein Misabno Lov Pamacheris, you're done already, and it's not a problem. You don't have to do a new count. And then the last case is, Vimitchila Hayadaitam Lifnoso Misham, if you had in mind, Allah Lamais, Vimitchila Hayadaitam Lifnoso Misham, Tok Shiva, you had in mind from the very outset, you had a second kever ready. Ein maschilim nos achi kever bekever shein. They don't start at all. Al pi din in that case, halach l'maisa. Because the kfur rishonis of the Bar Hashem is not considered a kfur at all. Plain and simple. Okay? So you won't start until you actually what? Until you actually, halach l'maisa, do that. Okay? Until you actually do the second burial, halach l'maisa. Okay? Now it's interesting, Lamaisa, that we have those three cases, halacha lamaisa, okay? And what I wanted to get to is that he, the question is, later on in the Sif, I think he says a lashon of his father. Why does he mention the father? That's the difficulty. Why he mentions the father, halacha lamaisa? I think that's in a later Sif. Okay. All right, let's now get to the to the details now of, I want to go back now to the details that comes up, halacha lamaisa, in this sif here. But in order to do that, we got to read the next sif. Let's read the next two sifim, and then we'll get to it, okay? He says, im nasnu hameis ba'aron, v'nasnu, so keep in mind, sif kim, we got three cases. Let's chatter over the three cases. Number one is, you bury the mace in the kever, and you have in mind, lamaisa, it's going to be there forever. Then you change your mind and you move it. So what's the halacha? The halacha is if you remove it, toch shiva, then you carry, you only do the shiva from the kever rishon, and that's it. You don't have to restart again from kever sheni. Halacha lamaisa. Second case, if you had in mind to move it when you find a second kever, so if you find that during the shiva, then you start again, you started originally with the first one, you have to start again from the kever sheni because you had it in mind. If you don't find it after shiva, you're done already, and therefore what you did at first kfur is fine. And the last case is, if mischila yadaitam lifnosu misham, tok shiva, But if you have in mind Lamaisa to move it, talk shuvin, you had a second kever ready, then you go bust the kfura sheni and that's it. Okay. All right, let's see Sif Dalit. Im nasto ameis ba'arim nasnu b'bayis acher, fishaisa irim b'matzer, monin lo miyad shivu shloshim, afo b'shetaitim l'kar v'sakfaros achar matzer, v'stimis ha'aron havi kikfura v'chal lem avelis miyad. What happens if you put the mace in the coffin and you put it in another house because there's a fortress in the city? You can't get the out to the basic forest. You start the count immediately from Shiv and Shloshim, even though your das is the cover in basic forest after the fortress. Stimis Aaron is kekfura v'chalim avelus miyat. So here the Bodei HaShulchan says, what do you mean? I thought we said in the beginning of the Sif, Stimis HaGoyl. Right? And now we say Stimis Aaron. So it seems like a stirim l'maisa. Seems like a stirim in Eobay. So the Bodei HaShulchan points out, Omanun Gimel, Sif Aleph, Sif Kat Mem, I, the Mechaber, and Sif Aleph, Paskin, Stimis HaGol. So he says that's generally. But in this case, Halacha L'maisa, here it's considered to be Nisyayish Min L'Kovro, okay, because we don't know when it's going to be able, you're going to be able to get out. And even though they want to put him in Bezek Forest, but here it's considered to be like a Kfur, because you have no choice, okay? So that's what you have to say, L'maisa in the Mechaber, Halacha L'maisa. Now, it's interesting to point out, Halacha L'maisa, that if it's Niftach the Matzor Tok Shiva, and they bury him in the Besak Forest, you're going to have to start a new count from the second Kfur. Okay, let's get that. If the Matzor would be open Tok Shiva, Halacha L'maisa, you're going to have to start a new count, Halacha L'maisa. We don't treat it like the first case in Sif Gimel. Okay? What was the first case in Sif Gimel? You don't start a new count, remember? We don't treat it like the first case. We recover all das leos, cover shama lomas. It's not like that. They don't count again. We treat it like the middle case. You're kavru amnas lefnoso when you can. So therefore, if you're able to do a tok shiva, you start what? You start again, halacha lomaisa from the kfura sheni. So that's how you read. That's how you're going to have to read this halacha lomaisa. Okay? That's how you have to read this halacha lomaisa. Okay. Now, I wanted to just point out the Bodei HaShulchan had a safek lamaisa. Interesting safek he had about the 3 days we had in the Ramah, halacha lamaisa. You remember the Ramah that we had in Sifches? This is what I wanted to remember. Okay, before we get to Sifhei, I just want to mention this so I don't forget it. In page Samech Vav, we said that the Shach was cholik and all this Ramah that the Ramah said. The relative came home within the first 3 days. And the Gadol HaBayis comes in within the first 3 days. So if that's the case, it was Mistarf. But the Shach was Mekel. He said as long as it's 7 and 7. The relative comes within before Shiva's done, and the Gadol HaBayis comes before Shiva's done. So he just said within the Ramah, he said, Yeshli Stapik, do you say Mixas Yom Kekulo? Do you say once Nates comes, it's like it's done already, within the Ramah Shita? Or does he have to wait till the end of the third day? So he said, it's depending on the machlokes we had about halacha l'maisa, when we talked about Yisra Malacha, do you say mixyom kakulu also? Halacha l'maisa, will you say mixyom kakulu? Because if you're going to be machmer there, what was the chumra there? If you don't say mixyom kakulu, that means you require a full 3 days. Remember we say you require a full 3 days? If you're machmer over there, so that's a chumra l'maisa. We don't let you go to work till the end of the third day. So in this situation, it's a kula. You follow me? If you're machmer there by the Yisra Malacha, to require a full 3 days to allow you to work. Here, though, if you're going to require a full 3 days, that's more of a kula because he has to come in within the full 3 days. And then you give more time for him to come to be mitzvah. So what's a chumra there is going to be a kula. They're interesting suffix that he has, Amud Samech Vav, here in the Bodei HaShulchan. That was on that Ramah. That's what I wanted to remember there on that did. Okay, very good. Okay, let's go on now. Let's see Sifhei. Says the din, Haruge Malchus, Shem Enichno Sol Likover. If you have Haruge Malchus, that they won't let you bury him. Me'emasai Maschim Lisabolem, Limno Shiva Vishloshim, Mishishyashu Lisholo Melech Likover. Why don't you stop asking the king to bury the guy? Alpha Bishol Nishyashu Meligno Vosom. What does that mean? Even though you haven't given up about stealing, it's a strange Biragola here. I don't know, not strange, but he says it's a Muslo Shrichu. Because anyone steals it like Shofech Domin and Avodas Kochavim, Chale Shabasa. So we don't like to steal. Jews aren't thieves. But Lamaisa, let's say you could come up with some type of plan to steal the body out. So he says it doesn't make a difference. Halacha lamaisa. Doesn't make a difference. And he says, halacha lamaisa, that even though they weren't mishtashim lignovo some, but we don't assume that it's a mislo shchicha, and therefore we assume as long as you give up hope, that's mishash lekovro. Doesn't make a difference. Mishash l'tok shloshim misos or achar shloshim. Once you mishash, we don't compare this to a shmua misis krovo, because if it's rechoka, we say it's achar shloshim. You're not yoshim. That's not the same din. Okay, let's get that clear. Shmua rechoka is after 30 days. It has nothing to do with 30 days. You could give up hope after 6 months. Once you give up hope, you're burying the guy, then you'll sit shiva v'shloshim. It's nothing to do with the shmua krovo. You know what's going on the whole time. Just can't bury the person. Al pi aloch. Okay? Yes, Ellie.
Does losing hope count as losing hope for today or losing hope for the future? The example that I have in my head is sometimes people take into a coroner's office and the police demand that there's an autopsy, so they won't give the body back for, let's say, a week. There's no way you're going to get it back. Doesn't matter how much you petition.
You're eventually going to get it back. Here we say we're never going to get it back. Right. Never going to get it back. That's correct. Like the 9/11 case, we said. Yes, Yoni.
There's not going to be any Kriya. They
when they hear about it, the Lamaisa will do it. When they hear that the person was killed,
right? But not from the Yehi.
No. They did Kriya B'Shas Misa. Yeah, they did Kriya B'Shas Misa. Okay. Now let's get to this Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. I wanted to get to this. Now this is interesting. Machloikis. Let's get this Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Siv Vav and Siv Zayin. Okay. We didn't have time Lamaisa. But let's see. Sivvavs Mishodiu Shitslova of the Kochavim Krovo. Berachir, say, heard they was hung. The Goyim hung his relative. The Nogavelis Miyad. Vachach Nodalosh Yadain only Bitsleva. Then they find out he hasn't been buried yet. Also Avelis Lo Ololo. Chos Ramonim Shiyikvor Mishyashim Lekovro. Doesn't count. You need to recount when you do the Kvura or when you're Mishyashim Lekovro. So you have to be Mishyashim Lekovro. In order to ignite the din of Shiva. And then he says in Siv Zayin, let's get it. Mishatava Biyam or Sheishlam Sof. You know, Maim Sheishlam Sof is like a lake where you can see the borders. Oshiyatza Kol Shahargu Listum and Zakolda went out that the robbers killed him. Oshigaro Chayo or animal, wild animal, destroyed him. Neima Simonim Shnishash Mulakish. When do you count? From the time of Yeush. Matsu Evar Mevarim. Let's say they find pieces of him. They recognize him. Ain monolachi yimsa rosh of rubo. You don't count until you find rosh of rubo. Or you've given up hope to find his whole body. You find him after Yeush. Oh, you find him after Yeush. Ain akrov and tzrichim lachzor l'sal. You have to do it again. Ela abonim. Im heim sham b'shash shem nimsa nisabim also yom. That's likurat zomus. The logar malikurat zomus aviv. This is the Nakuda I wanted to bring out. Why did he say Aviv? The din of Likud HaTzomus applies by all relatives. You follow me? The Bar HaShulchan points that kash out. Okay, I was bothered by that too. Why does it say Likud HaTzomus Aviv? The din of Likud HaTzomus applies to all the seven relatives. He says Lav Dafki. Doesn't know why it's Lamaisa applies to what? Why should it apply Lamaisa to only Aviv? Why does it Lashon and Mechaber Aviv? Maybe just describing that was the case. But in Omen Nun Zion, he asked this kasha, Sifkot Nun Zion. The Shach asked the kasha, Lama Pot the Shach Krovim. We learn in Tuf Gimel that din applies by everyone. So the Shach is Nishra Bakusha on the Machaber. Says the din applies to everybody. So it's
low. He's talking about his bonnet now.
Right, but I'm saying, he says, he's Imeim B'Shach and Nimshash and Sablon, so low garment Likon Atzamas of it. What do you mean Likon Atzamas of it? Atzamas of anyone. I understand, but Lama says the same din. Doesn't, you know. You just say logar malikat atzamas, not just atzamas of anyone. We learned that if you hear about after likat atzamas, you don't do any shiv. Haga im shalchum miseim leracheres. If you send your mason leracheres shadinum lahaskal avish v'yichsu pneim, that you turn your face, you starve v'yischul imnos avelus v'achach nipas ames, and then the mace is found lo nitan lekvuras man aruch ein tzrich lahafshik avelusim. So we have a situation where they turn their faces, they start the shiva, and then it's nitpas ames, lo nitan lekvura. The mace is grabbed; it was stolen. Lo nitpan lekvura is manarch. Ain't shikul afsik avilusim. They don't have to stop. Ain't shikul afsik lisabel akarkach. They don't have to do avelus again. They just continue. Since they started, they don't have a chuyv to stop. So that's an interesting din l'lachamayse. Even if the mace is taken away, al pi alacha l'mayse, even if the mace is taken away, and they didn't get a kfura, once you start, you start. And for you as Mishayesh Lekovro, you started, and you don't have to what? You don't have to do it again, you don't have to stop. So let's get to some of these details l'mayse on this halacha. Okay? Let's get to the details on this halacha. Beis Yosef quotes Shitas Rav Hai Gom and Rav Shri Ragom that are machalik like this. And Rav Rishon defy the schiluk. They want to say there's a difference between if it's known the man is killed, despite the fact it's anita l'kfura. Once you know the guy's killed, you're mona misha shmuel. But if you're just a rumor that went out of his killed, then you have to wait till mishayish. Yeah, and then you have to wait, Mishayesh Levaksha. You've given up asking about the government. So if there's a idea, you know, the facts are, you start right away. If it's just a rumor, then you never start Shiva until there's Yehush. And the Torah of Yisrael quotes Rav Rishon that disagree with the Schiluk. All situations, the din is you always wait with Lamaisa to Yehush. You're Mona Mishash Mishayesh from the Kavra. You don't want to assume right away, Mishash Shmir. You have to what? You assume Yishayish from the Kovra. So, this brings us to the following. We said, Maim Shiesh Lehem Sof. What does one have to do with the other? So we pointed out a few weeks ago, the Mishnah in the end of Yevamos points out, by Maim Shiesh Lehem Sof, we have a Kula Neidach to testify that the husband is dead, and then we allow her to remarry. But if it's Maim Shiesh Lehem Sof, then we don't know. And they had a special Chumra that we don't allow her to remarry. Why'd they throw it in? Remember we said from Rosh Hashanah to offset the fact that it might get out of hand. People might be too mako by the din of Agunin, so they had to throw in this chumrah. That's what the Rosh Hashanah writes. So the Beis Yosef quotes B'Shem the Chuvas Arif. I want you to get this. Beis Yosef B'Shem the Ifta B'Shem Chuvas Arif, that someone who drowns, God forbid, in Maim Shem Lehem Sof, there is no shiva. Let's get it. They go hand in hand. There is no shiva. If she can't get remarried, there is no shiva. Because there's no hector for her to get remarried. We're cautious. If you do shiva, people are going to think he's dead, and they're going to marry her. Okay? The Mechaber Paskins in Siv Zion, we just read it, that your Mesabel only on Maim Sheesh Lehem Sof, because there's a hector to get remarried. But Maim Sheen Lehem Sof, the Shach points out Sivka and Zion, forget about it. It's a Chubas Arith. Please get it. Goes hand in hand. The Shach and Sivka and Zion points out, corner of Haigon or Shri Ragon, through a rumor, you could do what? Through a rumor, Lamai. Remember we said it's Nitan Lisawa Yede Kol Shemes? Remember we said that? They envision a case you could be misabel on what? On a kol. So he wants to say it should follow that according to them, Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, despite the fact there's no heter for her to get remarried, maybe you should what? You should do Shiva. So the Shach wants to say, according to Rav Haigon or Shirgon, maybe you could do Shiva by Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, but as I said, we don't accept it. We pass like Rav Rishon, the Shach himself says, the Shach, the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch, only when there's a heter for to get remarried, do you do Shiva. If there's no heter for to get remarried, you do not do Shiva. That was the whole Shaila Lamaisa. By 9/11 Lamaisa, to declare Lamaisa that it's not Mayim Shein Lehem Sof. It's Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, she couldn't get remarried, right? And then when are you going to sit shiva? Okay. So again, the Shach, the Taz says, Sivkanim, only Malkum, when there's a heter to get remarried, do we is there a sitting shiva? Okay, let's get to the Pesachuva Sivkot and Gimel, we'll finish up with that. What about Kaddish? On a situation where there's no certitude the person has died. Again, if you hear Kaddish being said, maybe you'll think she can get remarried. So the Shus Yaakov says, if the husband is lost in a far off place, we don't know where he is. There's no shiva at all, shasta kala. But if he went to a makam karov, and we don't find him, so then we can assume that something happened to him, otherwise he would have been revealed. And therefore he says, makam karov, and the guy was lost, then you could sit shiva. Now what about by a single man, a nar ravak? What about by a single man, in Mayim Shein Lehem Sof? He's not married. So here the Maram ben Chaviv says, no, mikakzeru. We cannot do shiva, gzera ato nasui. It's like a double gzera, it's like kudal chad gzeri. Because even in the case where you're married, we're afraid someone's going to what? Hear about it, she'll get remarried, right? So he says, even if it's a single man, you don't sit any shiva. And the Shus Yaakov says, Halacha l'maisi says you do sit shiva, there's no takala. So the Chassam Sofer says, al pidin, you should be sit shiva in such a case. And the Chuvas Mishkanus Yaakov says, if you have rove possibilities that he's dead, despite the fact there's no certitude, he says you sit shiva. Except if it's Mayim Shein Lem Sof. He says even by Mayim Shein Lem Sof there was a shita that I relied on, or if Shira Gon or if Haigon. But he says, Allah Lamaisan, if it's rove possibilities dead, even though there's no certitude, you can sit shiva, and that's where the Pisrei Tshuva assumes. If Al Pi Rov is dead, then we sit shiva Al Pi Din. Now let's just close with the Kaddish. Halach l'maisin. What do we say about this? So the Gesher HaChaim says, Mutra say a Kaddish d'Rabbanan. If it's a Mayim Shein Lem Sof case. Mutra say Kaddish d'Rabbanan. If he's a single guy, as we said, we did all the Avelis. We do all the Avelis. Halach l'maisin, the Shus Yaakov. Against Amar Ibn Chaviv. If a woman drowned, l'maisin, or there's a cold that she died, and you go bust to the rove, so then we assume they sit shiva the husband. Now what happens if it's eid echad that the guy died, or eid mipied, or it was a nachri, we already learned that, then also there's shiva. And Rabbi Avadia writes, he says, by a single bachur that drowns with Mayim Shein Lem Sof, Rachman Otzlan, you sit shiva, once you're misyayish. And if they find the body after many days, you don't have to do a new shiva. You just, if you find in the middle, you just finish it up. Lamaisa, and even if they found it afterwards, you don't have to do it again. That's what he wants to tie in it, because you were misyayish from the kover. Based on this din in the Shulchan Aruch, halach lamaisa, right? We said if you find them after misyayish mimenu, they don't have to do it again. All they have to do is likarat somas. Okay, I'll be din. Okay, so we'll stop here. Let's stop in mincha. So tomorrow we have to do the inyan of, yeah, go ahead, Yoni, Meshumet, we have to do the siman of Meshumet, about the din about Meshumet. Yeah, go ahead.
For Kaddish, it's the Kaddish Yosem before the Yiv?
No, it's going to go hand in hand. Once you assume Halach Lomaisa, we said, Mayim Shein Lem Sof, there's no Shiva, because we're afraid the Shiva will allow someone to get married, but you're allowed to say a Kaddish, the Kaddish won't cause someone to get remarried. That's what we wanted to say from the Gesher HaChaim. So the Kaddish, you say a Kaddish Drobonin. He says, I don't know why it doesn't say Kaddish Yosom. He says a Kaddish Drobonin. So maybe if it's a Kaddish Drobonin, it won't look as so overt and won't cause someone to think he's dead and cause a remarriage. That's what he writes. Okay. All right. Very good. So continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem. And so the Bechin is on Tuesday, I guess, right? Okay. Mr. Shem. Is anyone planning to take it or on time? Or should I just leave him, yeah? You are planning to take it on time. Okay, fine. So we'll see if I come in and definitely will be here. Okay. I'm trying to find that Bechina that I wrote. I can't find it.